yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of dogs from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them. Right now, and again in the second half of our show, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Yeah, that's Ed Sullivan. 50 years ago today, Ed Sullivan, the Beatles, on his show, what a sensation they became. And, boy, the rest is history, as they say. Welcome to America Tonight. It was a big piece of American history because that was a stellar moment for the group hitting America and with a big, big blast off. No doubt. I got a copy of Life magazine's tribute to the Beatles, and it's just incredible the stories inside about all the things that happened to them when they came to America and what they weren't, I guess what they weren't really expecting happened, that they knew that they had something good going on, but did they realize just how big they would become in the States? And how quickly they would just take off. Harry Benson was with the Beatles even before the invasion of America 50 years ago. He's coming up on our show on America Tonight later this week. And he was, you know, all over the place with the Beatles. And the pictures of the Beatles, the songs, the pictures, the crowds, just absolutely incredible. In fact, here's what Ringo Starr had to say about not really knowing the host of that television show.
When we landed, we didn't know Ed Sullivan. As a TV show, we're just flying in. Okay, great. When it was arranged, we didn't have a hit. We landed with a number one and thousands of kids. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah, so how about that? He said it was great, and they sold a whole bunch of records. I mean, who doesn't know Beatles tunes? I was thinking about that today. One, I was on an elevator 2 days ago, and I'm sure they hate this, but it's Muzak, right? And even if you flip around on the radio, wherever you're listening to me, guarantee at some point, I guarantee it, you will hear a Beatles song. I mean, you know, there's just so many Beatles songs. And then moving forward, what the individual Beatles did, too. And I was thinking, what's my favorite song? You know, what's your favorite Beatles tune? I know you have a favorite Beatles tune. I guarantee it. And there was a huge television show on CBS on Sunday evening, and I bet a lot of people were watching that because they did a good, from what I could see, they did a good representation of what that whole thing was like, and kind of an anthology of the Beatles. So during this show, if you want to throw in your favorite Beatles song, I want to hear it because I'm curious what it is for most people. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. For me, I think it would be Hey Jude. I just like that. I like that song. I like the lyrics to it. And, you know, a lot of people debated what the lyrics meant and the cultural idea of that song. You know, that was one of those songs where it wasn't, oh, this is just a pop song. Hey Jude sold more than 3 million copies in 2 months. It sat on the American Billboard Hot 100 at the time for 9 weeks. And the critics thought it was too simple. That's why I wonder how people debate it. They thought it was too simple at the time. I was reading some of these reviews of it, that it was too simple of a song to really consider it to be one of the more iconic batches of the stuff that they had written. But the back story of Hey Jude is that Paul McCartney wrote the song for John Lennon's son Julian. And of course, John abandoned his 5-year-old son and his mother when Yoko Ono came into the picture. And McCartney said he knew that things were pretty rough on the kid, on the former wife and the son, and he decided to pay a visit, and on the way there, he wrote a song that was supposed to cheer up Julian. And it was, you know, hey, Jules, don't make it bad. Take a song, a sad song, and make it better. But other people insist that it is not truly what the song was about, that it was a song about drugs, specifically about heroin. And that's one of the versions of it anyway. And, of course, Paul McCartney says that's crap and nonsense, and that's not at all what it was. But for people who wanted to pull it apart even further, they say Judas is slang for heroin, and Julian was supposedly used for misdirection once that got out, you know, once and before the story behind the song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, which was supposed to be about LSD, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. So then all of a sudden they say that there was this ruse to cover it up and say that that's what the song was about. But I think I'm going to go with Paul McCartney. And if he says that that's why he wrote the song and that's what that whole thing is about, then, of course, and that's fine for me. How about that? And, you know, if people just can't get it. They got to get the conspiracy going on that. So, without a doubt, Hey Jude for me. Some people are already throwing in on this. You can, too, 855-266-2283. Or you can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. I'm just kind of curious. Harmony says, I Want to Hold Your Hand. That was a big popular song. Twist and Shout was another popular song. I mean, there's so many Beatles songs. And that's why that their music continues to just eke its way back in and around, and even with remakes, people trying to come up with ways that, of course, it would cost you a fortune to do that as an artist, but other people who want to be able to do it, Gotta Get You in My Life, and see, if you wanted to go with the whole drug theory, Gotta Get You in My Life, they say, was about marijuana, and then Day Tripper, another song. They say that also was about drugs. So I guess you could really make a conspiracy for how many songs were about drugs in some sense or another, but I don't think so. I'm going to just throw that out the window. The Fab Four coming to America in 1964, and once they were here, of course, as I mentioned, an overnight sensation without a doubt. What were they called? The British Invaders? What a nightmare they were for, I don't know, the likes of maybe Elvis Presley, right? Although he had his own fans, but you got to think, you know, the Beatles, I think, took a lot of other artists maybe by surprise in the United States, just at how large they were the second they hit the stage on the Ed Sullivan Show. Hard to believe, time flies, huh? 50 years ago that happened. All right, stay with us. We're going to weave our way in and out of a couple of things here during this hour of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Oh, darling, please believe me. I'll never do you no harm. Believe me when I tell you, I'll never do you no harm.
That you can pull out that you like the Beatles, even if you are 20-something years old. I think 20 moving forward, without a question, that you've heard a Beatles song. That you know some Beatles song or some song that resonates with you or whatever. I guarantee, and you hear this sometime from McCartney, who can be pretty humble in one sense, when they knew they had something, but did they know that they would become this iconic? And I love the thing about McCartney where he can just kind of chaff on himself, if you know what I mean. And he's, when he's been guests on different things in the United States, and he's married to an American woman now, and it's pretty interesting. He did a Saturday Night Live deal with Jimmy Fallon where he came on for a few minutes, and they did a song together, and it was just pretty incredible to just watch that and see how he handles all of it. But the people are talking about the Beatles a lot because of the 50th anniversary of when they hit the United States. 50 is that anniversary number, especially for anything that's iconic, where you take a look back at it. And if you think it's interesting, 50 years ago, and that would have been on Sunday, the actual date. And what were we talking about just a couple of months ago? 50 years to the anniversary of the death of JFK being shot. I mean, it's wild how you think of the decades of time and the things that you measure for time historically, music-wise, without a doubt, the Beatles' moment in the U.S. was a very, very big one. All right, I said we were going to weave in and out of a bunch of different things that happened, especially over the weekend, because there's probably some things that you probably missed, as you might have hopefully had a chance to chill and weren't paying attention necessarily as much as you do during the week, kind of stepping away from it all. One of the things that really shook some people up is the Iran moving warships toward the United States. That was the other day. I always get woken up to from news around the country, and that was one of the top headlines, one of the things they were talking about. And a senior Navy officer, what I heard from the Iranian Navy, said that they're sending the warships toward the maritime borders, you know, putting them right up on the edge, the U.S. maritime borders, to send a clear message, a move that they say is just an announcement, not any kind of a deployment. But does the move have a message? Well, I would think it does. So the U.S. Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain. So they're there. The U.S. has been beefing up its naval presence in the Persian Gulf. So they're approaching the Atlantic Ocean through South Africa, supposedly. And it's not the first time, though, that we've seen this happen before. And, you know, this goes to the whole thing of, well, you know, what is it about ultimately? If you remember a couple of years ago, they announced plans to send ships to the U.S. borders before, and they, you know, their Navy, by the way, is the smallest of all the forces that they have. So this isn't something that this is something that we've seen before. So if they choose to do that, they probably won't be shocked when they see a lot of the big bad Navy of the U.S. right there staring them down, you know. And it's wild because if you think in December, you had U.S. and Chinese warships that came pretty close. I mean, really, really close. So you know that there are conversations going on when stuff like that happens. With the Chinese Navy ships, they crossed within 500 yards. And actually one of our commanders gave the all-stop order. So a Navy missile cruiser actually took evasive action to avoid colliding with the Chinese warship in the South China Sea. And they said that was a deliberate act by China. But they resolved it peacefully, right? Because there have been some problems with Chinese and their territorialness, claiming certain areas in international waters, and then they want expanded airspace. As we know, we've talked about that before, and part of that goes to the long-time issue, their dispute with Japan that's gotten nastier lately. So that, you know, that's... It stopped. Eventually, the Chinese Navy ship stopped, but it wasn't looking good because at first they failed to actually stop. And then when they issued the all stop, then that was it, which is crazy. And usually you don't hear stuff like that. So you can imagine what the tension would be like if we then see this happen with Iran, which I don't think so. And I think the U.S. feels confident that, yeah, they're trying to send their little message, but they're not going to push it to the other side. And they've done this before. That it's an announcement, that they're making an announcement, and it's not anything more than that. But being on one of those boats, it would be weird. It would. Because, you know, they're ready. They got to be ready for anything. And so who knows what's next? I think in the case of the Chinese ship, they weren't expecting that. And there's a reason why they've sent more, you know, they sent more ships in that direction, I think, to make sure that that wouldn't, you know, that wouldn't happen. Internet, so, you know, that's part of that deal, part of the code, if you will. And we'll see how it plays out once they get there, if it's true, because they're trying to really confirm it. I mean, they have the information. But, yeah, wild stuff for sure. In the meantime, even closer to home and having nothing to do with international waters, one of the things that's pretty worrisome, you know, we talk about our food supply. Oh, in the United States, we have the safest food supply on the planet. Well, about 8 million plus pounds of meat from a Northern California company were recalled because they came from disease. This is what they're calling them. Disease and unsound animals that weren't properly inspected. And they had about 40,000 pounds of the company's products that were recalled before. So now you think about this, the you know, they haven't reported any illnesses tied to it, but their distribution centers are in California, Florida, Illinois, Texas. So what companies got them, what ended up being sold at the markets or restaurants, there's a reasonable probability. They say that consumption could result in serious adverse health consequences or death. Oh, that's not good. And this is the Rancho Feeding Corporation. So they have all kinds of things. So, in other words, this makes you think about beef, right? They've got beef carcasses and other parts like heads, cheeks, lips, livers, feet, tongues in boxes of 20 pounds or bigger, pretty much. So 40-pound boxes of veal bones, 60-pound boxes of veal trim, all of that kind of stuff. And they were shipped between January 1st and January 7th. Man, so far, keep your fingers crossed. Nobody reporting any sickness. They haven't found that, but it's tough to trace all of this stuff, too, as well. All right, stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America Tonight. Hope you all had a great weekend, bracing for perhaps more snow. We won't get into the nasty forecast just yet. I talked about the Beatles as we crack things open on the Ed Sullivan Show, and a lot of you have pinged me about the Beatles, including this one from Sherry, who says, wow, I can so remember, I just turned 60, I can so remember seeing them on the Ed Sullivan Show, and it was just mind-blowing, I guess, is the best way to describe it. If you ask me when I was that age, I wouldn't have used those words, but I know I was excited beyond all belief, and I can't tell you that there wasn't a time whenever the Beatles had a record out that I didn't go and get it immediately, and all my friends and I would talk about the Beatles constantly. I guess second to the Beatles for us was probably a little bit Elvis, maybe the Rolling Stones more than that, so probably the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. And I don't even have a favorite Beatles songs because, Kate, I like them all. And then this one from Chris, who says, I'm only 30, but I can tell you that I've heard the Beatles my entire life, if it wasn't for my own family, even just listening to Tunage as a kid. And I can remember having a Paul McCartney doll that was left over from someplace, and I still like the Beatles music, even though I'm more of a punker guy or rockabilly. So yeah, right on, 50 years coming to America. Yeah, we talked about that. What a huge moment that is, that they still had that, the beginnings of, okay, here we are, we're these guys, and we're going to be on this show. We don't know the guy really well. We don't know Ed Sullivan, but he's got the biggest show in America, and cool, we're going on. And then, boom, just the explosion. It was perfect because it was that whole publicity thing that really took off for them, without a doubt, without a doubt. You know, Ed Snowden, talk about a wild segue. Ed Snowden, who is not in England, he does not have asylum like his pal does, Julian Assange, in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Ed Snowden has that temporary asylum in Russia. And the journalist who he gave a lot of his stuff to, Glenn Greenwald, who actually broke the story of Snowden's big revelations the first time back in last June about the NSA surveillance, is already telling everyone to expect a lot more to come, a lot of significant stories, because guess what he's doing? He's launching a new online news magazine this week, probably with more, I don't know, jaw-dropping revelations of what and who was spied on with the NSA. So how about that? Greenwald was on one of the cable shows, and he didn't talk too many specifics about Snowden, but he did say that you can expect more of that, that they're going to be aggressively reported stories and media outlets that have aggressive stories and that kind of thing, but that you can expect more of the whole leaking thing to come out too as well. So that's pretty interesting, because Greenwald, he really ratcheted up his fame, obviously, by somehow gaining the trust of Snowden, and really, frankly, because I think Snowden had shopped it around to some other places, and they didn't grab onto it, but he did. And Snowden and even Greenwald himself gets labeled as a traitor in some circles, or in some circles a hero, by dumping out all this information. So Greenwald is not in England anymore. He lives in Brazil, but he says he's going to come to the United States despite the possibility of he could even face charges for releasing all the things that Snowden has passed on to him. It's interesting because you think of, you know, Snowden says that he was inspired by Bradley Manning, who's doing time for releasing classified documents, and Daniel Ellsberg, who did not. That's, he leaked the Pentagon papers. And Greenwald is removed from Snowden, but he's getting the information from him and putting it out there. So it makes you wonder if they will go after him when he comes to the U.S. I mean, that would obviously be huge news if that were the case. But in the end, I don't know that they could nail him for that. I mean, because there are a lot of things that he could claim, and I guarantee he's already thought about that. So the NSA is going to have more problems on its hands. But I mean, at this point, now I've already said this, the NSA, the three dreaded letters, the punchline to how many jokes, anything that happens now, they're just, what are they doing? I mean, they're apologizing for things that happened. The government saying that they're going to reel that in. The administration is going to say they're going to reel it in. And it's, you know, there's got to be some more oversight and all this stuff. And the bottom line is, Snowden, when he came out with the information, forced them to change their ways. So there's something to that. You got to feel like that, right? And so Snowden, some people say, well, why didn't he just speak out in the U.S.? if he spoke out in the U.S., they would have clamped him right away. And he knows that. He was afraid of that. So that's why he fled. I can buy that. There's for sure. And I think that, I don't, and maybe because some of the horrific stuff that came out, this disturbing NSA revelations already, and some of them we really knew they were under our nose. I mean, maybe people are just complacent about the whole thing, thinking, well, you know what? So we were spied on. And is that a big deal to you or not? Should we be furious, outraged, incensed? Should we be tearing down the streets, marching down the streets, screaming that the government is taking away our freedoms and breaking the law? And since we only know the little bit that's been revealed, and even what we knew before Snowden, should we think that there's something much more to this or not? And it is an interesting question to debate as to how far is too far. Where is the line in the sand? Where's the line in the sand where, hey, okay, the government's going to have to do some things for goodness sake. That's why we have the NSA. That's why we have the CIA. But at what point are the boundaries of the Constitution just being shredded? And how much is over the top into a ridiculous point? That's why there is no in-between for Snowden. He's either a hero or a traitor. And I just don't think there's any gray area for most people with Snowden. And there is definitely a thirst, and there is definitely a thread, a common denominator out there of people who want to know more. So as far as starting something new, like Greenwald starting an online magazine, well, he knows that there'll be interest in that because there was so much interest in leaks and information that we knew maybe a little bit about but didn't know quite as much about. And the more the NSA protested, the bigger the story became, if you know what I mean. Coming up on America Tonight, our weekly re-rack, a conversation with Christine Harbin Hansen. The farm bill is signed, sealed, and delivered over the weekend. This isn't surprising news because, you know, you knew that the president would put his John Hancock on it. But this bill, what's interesting about the bill that now is becoming a law, is that it was 2 years in the making. And you think of all the things that have been debated for 2 years or more. And it is right up there with so many other issues that have not climbed over. So now this $1 trillion farm bill is signed. And so much is in this farm bill, I mean, really, that you wouldn't believe. And so Christine Harbin Hansen and I talk about it. She's with Americans for Prosperity. It is it's a massive 5-year ag spending bill. It was signed heading into the weekend. It includes a $3 million plan for Christmas tree taxes. Most of it covers food stamps. Most of it. The U.S. will spend $1 billion a year loaning money to sugar barons so they can keep prices stable and avoid any kind of overseas competition that could bite them. About $100 million more will go to study how to get Americans to buy more maple syrup. What do you think about that? $100 million of your money being spent on figuring out how to get you to buy more maple syrup. $1 million to buy weather radios for rural Americans. Even though we've got, what, weather apps for smartphones? Stay with us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The other day, the Senate giving the high five to the farm bill. Now, this has been a couple years in the making. A lot of haggling, a lot of lobbying, actually, in Washington went on. Americans for Prosperity's Christine Harbin Hansen joins us now. Christine, were you, first of all, after everything that this bill has gone through, were you surprised that it passed or no?
Okay, great to be with you. Well, no, we weren't very surprised that it passed. We knew there was some overwhelming support for farm bill programs and a little willingness on Capitol Hill to actually include any free market reforms to these. So when Congress fast-tracked this this past week, we weren't surprised at all.
Mm. What does it mean now moving forward?
Well, it means that taxpayers are unfortunately locked into five more years of broken farm bill spending. We probably won't hear about the farm bill until it comes up for reauthorization 5 years from now. But unfortunately, it means that they're going to be paying even more in farm bill programs than they were under the 2008 law.
Yeah, and of course, some of the problem is as you dig further into what you're paying for, it just doesn't meet the eye. Is that what you think?
Oh, that's exactly right. When you actually look at farm bill spending, 20% of it goes towards corporate welfare for large politically connected farm companies. So you see things that are kind of ridiculous when you look at them, like a redundant catfish inspection program, revenue guarantees for corporate farmers. Congress says that it's eliminated this widely criticized direct payment program, but in its place, they replaced it with a program that does essentially the same thing and will cost even more.
Yeah, and of course, the people who are proponents of the farm bill, the rallying cry there was that this is going to reduce the deficit, but is that true, really?
Yeah, when it, on paper, according to the Congressional Budget Office, it will reduce the deficit. But when you look at the absolute spending level, it actually is a big increase in spending relative to the other, to the past. This is a $1 trillion bill. It authorizes $1 trillion in food and farm spending over the next decade.
Wow. What about SNAP, too? Because, of course, there was all that conversation about the food stamp program. And what does that mean for SNAP? And what's the downside to that for taxpayers?
Well, the conference report that we saw Congress pass this past week include very few reforms to SNAP. It only makes an $8 billion cut over the next decade. That's really a haircut when you consider the amount that the federal government spends on this program. This past year, we spent $85 billion on this program that benefits, that's supposed to go towards low-income families. Unfortunately, the bill included very few of the reforms that we were calling for here at Americans for Prosperity.
Yeah, so that pretty much blows the theory of, you know, what are we doing as far as spending controls? There's no spending control really here, is there?
You're right. This really dovetails under the long trend of Congress's unwillingness to get spending under control. Not only did they agree to this bloated farm bill, but, you know, we also had that Ryan Murray budget that authorized over $1 trillion of spending for this fiscal year. So really what we hear is lawmakers talking about, you know, how they want to rein in Washington spending, but when the hard votes come up, it seems like they're just unwilling to do so.
Yeah, not good. And moving forward, like you said, on this one, we've got 5 years. So 5 years, it rolls out, and then that's the end of that. What about something else that we've talked about a lot, wind subsidies? Where are we on wind subsidies?
Wind subsidies, they're my favorite subject. Well, the federal wind production tax credit expires in January, and well, that's another thing that Congress seems unwilling to do, which is extend expiring wind subsidies, which is something that Americans for Prosperity is working very closely on. This is a carve-out that benefits connected wind developers, and it costs the federal government $12 billion a year. This is something that should expire, and we're calling on Congress to oppose extending this retroactively.
Yeah, and this is really for big businesses. This isn't for the average Joe anyway, is it?
No, not at all. Like a lot of the corporate welfare programs that we see in the Farm Bill, the wind production tax credit overwhelmingly goes to large, politically connected companies that can afford to lobby Congress to tilt the playing field to their favor.
Yeah. You know, of all the things that you and I have talked about over the years, the wind subsidies, the farm bill, I mean, this is part of the problem, right? There's this corporate welfare that we don't always realize because it's buried in so much legislation. And I've often thought this, why are half of the bills that then become law so thick, so many pages? I think part of that is because people don't have time. The average person is going to get their little snippets of news and they don't have time to go through it, but that's what you guys do, right?
That's right. That's one of the things that we do here at Americans for Prosperity. We try to make it easy for Americans for Prosperity activists in the state to keep an eye on Washington. No more hiding behind these votes. That's why it's so important to call up your members of Congress and send emails using our Action Center at actions.americansforprosperity.org and let them know that you oppose this reckless spending that's coming out of Washington right now.
Yeah, and there is something, too, that I always tell people on the air, Christine, having grown up not too far from Washington and from the time we were kids learning about politics and having to be present at the table and know the issues, that it really is about people. I think sometimes for a lot of the listeners, they care and they're pounding those Congress people and senators. But a lot of people get disillusioned and they think, well, I'm one person. I can't do anything. Forget it. The government's rigged. It's rigged toward big corporations. And here we go again. And I can't do anything. But that's not true. That's what you're saying. And that's what you're seeing at these state chapters, right?
Exactly. It's not true that, you know, the Congress isn't listening to what their constituents think. Just putting in a phone call, letting people know that you oppose you oppose extending wind subsidies is so important. They are listening, and when you and your neighbors and other people who are committed to limiting government and improving economic outcomes for hardworking Americans, it's very important to let them know that.
Yeah. The other thing that we'll tangle on too a lot is, and this is a bad one, I guess, because everybody's getting ready to pay their taxes or get refunds or whatever. But the whole idea of the tax code and simplifying the tax code, this is something that you got to really keep an eye on too. I would imagine Americans for Prosperity is watching this as well.
Oh, certainly. We've been working really closely, actually, with the House Ways and Means Committee, which is chaired by Dave Camp of Michigan. They've made some big promises and some aggressive undertakings in trying to comprehensively reform the tax code. So that's something that Americans for Prosperity is very supportive of. Cleaning up the tax code, making it easier, lowering down rates, getting ways to, you know, picking winners and losers like we do with expiring wind subsidies. So
yeah.
Cleaning up the tax code is something that AFP strongly supports.
Yeah, where are you guys, since we're kind of picking apart the issues a little bit here, since we have you, where are you on Obamacare and where we're headed here? Now, there's been a lot of people that have, cancer patients, that have had problems with treatments because of the whole payment thing. That's pretty disconcerting.
It's very disconcerting. Americans for Prosperity has been one of the longest opponents to the president's health care law. Even since when he first floated the idea in some of his campaign speeches, we've been hearing from our activists on the ground. They're very concerned that they're facing lost coverage. Many of them are facing cut hours from their employers. This is a really emotional issue, and it's something that our activists are very concerned about.
Yeah, and, you know, there's talk about, well, maybe down the line, that's the whole idea. We threw the whole enchilada out there, and, of course, it's behind the scenes, and we'll pick apart little parts of this law. But as you and I know, that's pretty tough to do once it goes through, isn't it?
It's very difficult. And you do see the administration itself try to walk back some of the provisions in there because, clearly, I mean, this bill was fast-tracked through Congress. It clearly wasn't ready for prime time when it was signed into law. So we see the administration try to walk back certain provisions, certain deadlines to try to improve implementation. But really, it just increases the hurt on hardworking Americans. And that's something where we've been working very closely with some of our allies on Capitol Hill on this issue.
Yeah. All right, keep fighting a good fight. Americans for Prosperity's Christine Harbin Hansen, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
That sounds great. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.